This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, what a wonderful day in Philadelphia. What a great day. No rain, but that's not the big thing, obviously. The Eagles have a chance to go 5-0 this weekend, but maybe that's not the big thing either, because the Phillies won a playoff game. They won a playoff game, and I love the players saying, we got fight, we don't quit. When the other guy walks you, I guess that helps. But there's no buts. It's interesting how the Phillies won the game. But the fact is they did win the game. I think they got a win tonight. I don't want to go into the third game with Ranger Suarez. But they won the game. I guess they did the little things. And one of the little things was 1-for-19 in the top five of their order. That was pretty little. But, you know, think about the dynamics of what happened. And it's a win, and you stole a game, and you really did steal the game. You stole the game, and it doesn't matter how you win, you got to steal the game. But it's interesting how they won the game, obviously, with the bottom of the order, who didn't do that much either. I mean, they only had 5 hits and they had 6 runs. And believe it's crazy that all the runs were earned, because the official score helped them out in that regard. But they won the game. But here's where, if you're St. Louis, we're not St. Louis, we're Philadelphia. If you're St. Louis, you are so angry with that manager, because he uses analytics, then he doesn't use analytics, and it's just terrible. Take this into consideration. And this is where analytics is a disgrace. Phillies win the game. Did the things that they needed to do. But more than anything else, they made contact in the ninth inning. And all these people, these analytics geniuses that say, oh, a strikeout's the same as an out. Well, if you put the ball in play, things happen. There was no, and all this nonsense with exit velocity. In the ninth inning, the Phillies did not hit a ball with an exit velocity over 88 miles an hour. Now, that's low in the standards, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Put your bat on the ball. Segura hit a ball a foot to the left, and it may be a different game. A foot to the left. But it doesn't matter, because he put his bat on the baseball. Marshy, you know, we now got hockey dialect with the Phillies, because everybody's got a kind of like a hockey-styled nickname.
Nappy.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah, but Gabe didn't start that. These nicknames. These guys never had these nicknames before in their life. But Marshy hit a ball that was really an error, but it doesn't matter. It was ruled. It was scored a base hit. But he put his bat on the baseball. And that's what you need to do. And all this nonsense with analytics and strikeouts don't make a difference. Yes, they do. Strikeouts do make a difference because things happen. It's amazing how things can happen, and they do happen when you put your bat on the ball. So the Phillies win the game. All right, so now people are pumped up, and I understand that. And I'm sure this morning we'll have people that, you know, think about the World Series. That's all right. And, you know, everybody dreams. But how far can the Phillies go? Well, you're not going to go far if you only get 5 hits. And one of them really wasn't a hit. And another one was just, but whatever, regardless, they put their bat on the ball. That's why analytics is a joke. And how many times, it really is interesting how it all happened, because everybody, there's nobody out there that thought the Phillies were going to win the game going into the bottom of the ninth down 2-0. Nobody thought that was going to happen. Or you know, it might be one out of every 20. But I have consistently said that managers can only lose ball game in baseball. Managers in baseball can only lose games. They don't win them. You know, and everybody's all excited about Rob Thompson, who in the hockey vernacular of nicknames that now permeates the Phillies clubhouse, Topper. You know, he puts in Sosa as a pinch runner. Well, that's, I mean, it's your last shot. And so you got to do what you got to do. And the thing is, he can play third base because he went in for Bohm anyway, so it's not exactly rocket science. But the manager of the Cardinals is a moron, an idiot, and a dope. Quintana comes out after 75 pitches, 2 hits and 1 walk. Like, what are you doing? Well, analytics say you can't go through the lineup the third time. Oh, really? It's a difference. If you get him out the first 2 times, you're going to get a hit the third time because you're going through the lineup. If he's pitching well, he's pitching well. Again, it's great for the Phillies. But he lost that game. And then in the ninth inning, once your reliever gives up 2 walks, you got to come out of there. Like, what are you waiting for? Are you just stuck that you can't do anything? I mean, that is the most amazing thing when you think about how he managed that game or mismanaged that game. And I will stand by the comment I've made for years. Managers only lose ball games. They don't win them. They don't. It's just, player can't do anything. I mean, when you take the pitcher out, what's he going to say? Hey, no, I should stay in here. I'm fine. Manager makes that decision. You know, the guy on the mound in the ninth inning, what was it, Hensley? Obviously, he had a problem with his finger. They knew he injured it, I guess, earlier in the week, but so you got to keep an eye on it. But he's not going to want out of the game. So you got to make that decision. So then he leaves him in again. You know, 2 walks, a hit batter. Again, putting your bat on the baseball is really important. 2 hits, one that wasn't really a hit, and one that just to the right of the second baseman, and that's fine. You put your bat on the baseball. So we'll talk about that this morning. Again, I'm sure people are excited, but there's a game coming up tomorrow, which I will, as soon as I'm done the show here at the fabulous, sensational Borgata, I will head to the airport and head out to Arizona for the game tomorrow. You know, wouldn't it, and I'm not even going to say it, because there's no way the Eagles can lose. So I'm not even going to go down that road. So after tomorrow, the Eagles will be 5-0. I wouldn't lay the number. 6.5 is just too much on the road. But I think Arizona stinks. There's so many average to below average teams in football. Arizona is an average team. Average team. So the Eagles should win that game. But I got a. But the Eagles have some injuries, and I'll go over them. Next man up mentality, so you got to deal with that. There's some injuries. It could make a difference. Every injury makes a difference because the player that's injured, who's a starter, the player that next man up is not as good, but he's got to fill that role and he's got to do a good job. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the injuries that exist for the Eagles. They should win the game. Not should. I just don't see any way that they can lose that game. Unless they go absolutely just off the rails. Stupid. It can't happen. So we'll discuss that today as well. I've got to touch on, you know, sometimes the best trades you make are the trades that you don't make. Think about where the Eagles would be if they got that stiff Russell Wilson, goody two-shoes, a phony, a fraud, and he's not even close to the same quarterback he was. But I thought he was given a little too much love. He was good. He was very good. But he's not even close to that level. Not even close. He can't even... It's even hard to remember when that level existed. He's just not that good. And the Eagles did have serious interest in him. They had serious interest in Deshaun Watson, who might be a good quarterback someday, but he's just a disaster in his issues. So the best trades you make, think about the trades that you didn't make that are the best trades of a team because they didn't make the trade. Best non-trades. And Draymond Green, I can't stand that guy. How can anybody, he thinks he's a star now because he works on TNT. And why they did that, you know, he's all about himself. He's all about himself. Where the guys on TNT are not about themselves. They don't come off like Shaq. He's really not about himself. Barkley, we know. Charles is not about himself. Kenny Smith is not about himself. But Draymond Green pops on that show, and he's all about himself. And the disgusting thing in sports, Draymond Green, I mean, he could have broken many bones. It was a teammate. Many bones in the face of his teammate. The way that was really hard. He doesn't get fined. He doesn't get suspended. But the Golden State Warriors have an investigation because the video got out. What the hell is going on in this world? And it happens in sports. Draymond Green, I can't stand that human being. Can't stand him. All right, our question today to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. By the way, the scenery here every Saturday is usually pretty good. Just want to mention that. And just say, so if you're ever down here, you can check out the scenery too. I'm not even going to get into it that deeply, but I just mention it because I just noticed some of the scenery. All right. Question today for the DeBruno Brothers $100 gift certificate, which will make you happy. You can check it all out at DeBruno.com for all the good food and all the good things they do and the catering and the gifts and all the other things. Here it is. And pay attention to this. The biggest or most exciting playoff win for any team in any sport. However, no Phillies World Series can be part of it. The Eagles Super Bowl cannot be part of it. And no championship finals. So the Sixers, you know, the late years ago when they were in finals, can't be a part of it either. All right? So the most exciting, and you can't have a championship round. It's just too easy. too easy to come up with that, but there's some others that are really good ones in every sport for every team. I know you have your number on speed dial, our number, but I'll give it to you once in the first segment here, just to refresh your memory. 215-592. I have it my speed dial, but I'm not looking at it. 215-592-9494. I was distracted, that's all. All right, so you have the number, you have it in speed dial. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Let me take a call before I take care of some things here. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
No problem.
Howard, I'd just like to start out by saying that congratulations to the Phillies on the win last night. I was on the record as saying I didn't think the Phillies would be able to win a game unless they used the long ball, and I was proven wrong last night.
But you know what? That's the only way they seem to score runs is home runs. It just, you can tell that's who they are. And I don't know. I know that's not a good thing. You got to grind out some runs sometimes. But they didn't have a home run, which is shocking. They won a game without a home run. Shocking.
Yeah, absolutely, it's shocking. And I'll tell you what, you have never been more right when you say when you put the ball in play, anything can happen. And yesterday was just a perfect example of that for the Phillies. So.
Yep. There's no question. You just this nonsense, this BS. Well, a strikeout's the same as an out. Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. That's analytics. It's analytics. It's analytics. Oh my gosh, it's brutal. It's brutal what they're doing to the game.
But that's kind of the reason. Analytics is part of the reason why I'm not as big a baseball fan as I used to be. But that's either here nor there.
Well, it's hurt the game. It's hurt the game for a lot of fans. It really has.
Yeah. Can I just touch on the Eagles game tomorrow?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, the Eagles have it. Every game in football is big because there's only 17 during the regular season. Soon to be 18 at some point. But only 17, yeah, sure, touch on the Eagles.
I don't see a big issue with tomorrow's game. I think the Eagles should win that game. I don't think Arizona has impressed anybody this year. Nope. But with that being said, how do you think the left side of our line is going to fare up against, you know, J.J. Watt?
Well, J.J. Watt is shot. I mean, he's still good, but he's not even close to the level of player he was before. Whenever you drop down a level, so Mailata is doubtful, which probably indicates he's not going to play because they don't want to screw up his shoulder. But Driscoll did a nice job last week. Nice job. I mean, obviously he can do better. So, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that because there's so many other facets of their game that are just better than the Cardinals. They're just better. I don't even know how else to explain it. Without those players, they're still a much better team. The line, I didn't even see the line move. It was 6.5, and I think it stayed 6.5. It is what it is. No, that doesn't concern me.
What's the update on Trey Mott?
Yeah. Was he listed on the injury? He did have limited practice. Yeah, limited practice yesterday. So, in limited practice, he's probably going to play.
Okay.
All right. Who was the $100 gift certificate? The biggest playoff win of any team, any sport, you can't use the championship rounds.
I'm going to go back to last year's football playoffs, and I think the Bills and Chiefs were one of the best playoff games I've ever seen.
You know what? That was a really good game, and the Bills should have won that game. But you're right. That's actually a good one. All right, John, you're in the mix. Thanks for the call. I'm not even going to give the numbers. You have the numbers. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, which is always, always, always terrific. Always terrific. Not only me, but everybody enjoys it. We'll get back to the calls. There's a lot of them out there. And, we'll get your thoughts on the Phillies and certainly the Eagles. And I can't have enough of tuning up Russell Wilson. But I'm going to leave you with this, too. And Kyle, Rob Thompson, and Kyle has it back at the studio. Rob Thompson was asked a simple question. And like many of his responses, no, he's a really good guy. Really good guy. And I understand he tries to Just answer the question. He was asked, well, the question's in the soundbite we have, and let's play this. This is after the game.
Like, you came in here and stole one?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought we played well. We just didn't hit early, and then, you know, in the ninth inning, we got a rally going. These guys are so resilient. I've been saying that all year long, but, you know, you get a kind of a bloop hit and a couple walks, hit by pitch, scratch hit, and all of a sudden, you know, all these good things are happening. So they just hung in there. Wheels did a great job. It was good to see D-Rob have a clean inning. That was really good. We just, you know, I thought we played great defense. It was a great ball game, and you know, we just kept fighting.
D-Rob, another nickname. Kind of forgot that one. He didn't answer the question. Yes, you stole one. It's okay. Hey, listen, those things happen. That's what sports is. Those things happen. Yeah, we did steal one. He, you know, he mentioned a couple of scratch hits. Well, one of them wasn't a hit, but it doesn't matter. You stole one, and that happens. You're lucky the manager was the manager on the other side of that field. So, you stole one. That's all right. It's okay. It's okay to say you stole one. It's okay. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, and we will return, and I will get to your calls. All right, going back to school. And kids are back in school now. It means they've been back to school for a little while. It means busy schedules.
All right, football fans. The NFL draft is almost here. And the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Yeah, pregame at 2 tomorrow. The game at 4, I guess it's 4:25. I don't guess. I mean, it's not 4:05. It's the later game. But there's still 3 hours difference. I'm going to put in my request to not change the clocks ever. Just leave it standard all the time. But going to Arizona, we don't change the clocks until the end of October. They usually now wait till after Halloween for little kiddies, although there's no sunlight out there anyway at that time. But so Arizona's 3 hours different. I'll be on the air at 7 o'clock in the morning, Arizona time, for the pregame show I do for Fox 29, which is 10 o'clock here. So it's going to be another early morning for me tomorrow. That's all right. Hey, listen. That's the job. Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on WIP.
Howard, before I go, Phillies and the greatest game I think there was out there, I couldn't agree with you more. It's pretty incredible if you think about it. You had a show a couple weeks ago, which was excellent, on streaks, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And Lou Gehrig and Jimmy Fox both had 13 straight years of 100-plus RBIs. And Gehrig had 106 to 170 RBIs, had 170 RBIs twice. And Fox actually had 170 RBIs. Those were incredible streaks, if you can think about it.
Well, here's the other thing. Albert Pujols is still playing. This is last year. His first 10 years in the big leagues had 30 home runs or more. I don't think anybody's ever done that. In 22 years of baseball, and I think this is his 22nd year, he has never struck out 100 times in a season.
Yeah, it's
never.
Incredible.
Never. And these guys strike out 100 times halfway through the season. Yeah,
I think it was 53 was his most he ever had.
He had more than that. I think he had in the 60s, but he doesn't strike out. He does not strike out.
Totally agree. My biggest concern still is the offense, even though that was resilient in the ninth inning, and I'm sure you know it was the biggest comeback in playoff history. They had two dribblers, kind of, four walks and one hit batsman. And Hoskins was retired twice in that inning. He's got to really help us today. That offense has to find themselves, where I agree with what you were saying about the Phillies moving forward in the playoffs.
Well, you know, Hoskins made two outs, but they were both strikeouts
right.
to start the inning and to end the inning, which is amazing. But the strikeouts don't make it. That's not a problem. Don't worry about strikeouts.
No, I totally agree. A strikeout is not the same as making it out and putting the ball in play. Not even close.
Yep.
So let me give you my best playoff game ever. I'm sure you remember it. I know you have a lot of callers. In 1982, the San Diego Chargers played the Miami Dolphins in the second round of the playoffs.
It was three overtimes, right?
Yes. The Chargers won 41-38. Air Coryell versus Shula, which is really cool because it's two Hall of Fame type coaches. Faust was 33 for 53 for 433. And Kellen Winslow, they had to carry off the field, if you remember.
Kellen Winslow
had 13 catches for 166 yards. That was one heck of a playoff game.
Yeah, it was. You know, unfortunately, and I remember it, but I don't know how many, that's 40 years ago, so I don't know how many people remember. But I'll put you in the mix, Rick. You're in
there. All right, I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the day, my friend.
All right, and have a great weekend. Take care. All right, let's go to... we're going. Greg, where is it? Greg, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Howard. Always a pleasure to listen to you. You're my Saturday pre-gym routine.
Thank you. What part of South Florida are you calling from?
I'm in Aventura. I called you back in July. I call you every once in a while.
Okay.
You know, you said you were distracted earlier. I wanted to ask you, were you distracted by the crimpets or the candy cakes?
I don't even know how to answer that. I will just say it was probably as delicious as both.
There you go.
All right.
I called you back in July, and I said I thought the Eagles could go 13-4, but it was funny. I had the Eagles losing and stumbling out of the gate the first two games before getting themselves kind of right and beating Washington and then – you know, beating this fraud team, the Cardinals, who I think, you know, are a joke. And then coming home, losing to the Cowboys, and then winning, you know, going on the break and then coming back and winning against
the Cowboys. They're not going to lose to the Cowboys next week.
That was back in July.
Yeah, but here's why they really have to win that game. Because the next time they play the Cowboys... is Christmas Eve.
Which you're going to lose.
Because one of the reasons is it's in Dallas, obviously.
Right, exactly.
And it's the third straight road game. That is brutal for a football team. It should never happen, and the NFL still has it happen. Everybody has their own stadium. Why do you have to have three straight road games? So that's what makes that game real. So they have to win this game next Sunday. Because if they lose two to the Cowboys, that could be a tiebreaker. Could be,
exactly.
And that's not – you don't want that. You don't want
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I agree with you 100% on baseball, with putting the ball in play. You know,
what's
my
so
nephew,
hard? I mean, just put the ball in play. You know, Kyle Schwarber had a really good year. But when you look at his numbers, okay, what do you have, 46 home runs. He didn't even drive in 100 runs with those 46 home runs. That's – I mean, how does that happen? You have 46 home runs and you don't drive in 100 runs because he's hitting leadoff because he wants to hit leadoff. You know, that's nonsense. He shouldn't be hitting leadoff. It's nonsense. And he struck out 200 times and he hit like 217 or 218, but he walks. I'm just so tired of hearing about
that. I know. Can I just say something, though?
Sure.
I agree with you on old-style baseball. I mean, I grew up watching the Reds, watching the Phillies. You know, I was a big Pete Rose fan. I enjoyed going to watch my nephew's high school games when he was playing and junior college because that's the way they played. Today, it's funny. I went to one game this year on my mother's 80th birthday in San Diego in May. I didn't even stay till the end. Yesterday was the first game all season I watched from beginning to end. And no way I thought they were going to win that game. But you know what? That's why they get 27 outs, and that's why you play to the end. And you know what? I'm not going to take anything away from that win except how great it was, and hopefully they can win tonight.
Well, it was great in terms of the excitement.
Exactly.
It wasn't.
We needed.
You know,
some
you
excitement.
Can't. You know, Rob Thompson. You know, we didn't. I forget the way exactly said it. We didn't score you know, early. Well, they didn't score until the last inning. So you got to be able to you got to generate some
runs. They
had
two other innings. They could have blown that game open, and they did tonight.
Yep.
You know, I'm like, oh, this is going to kill. Can I give you one more fraud? Russell Wilson. How great is that? All those people calling, oh, we got to get Russell Wilson. We got to get
Stinks.
Russell Wilson.
Such a phony, a fraud, a goody two. I call him a goody two shoes. Perception is not reality with him. He is a stone cold fraud. He has his own office at the facility in Denver, which is a joke for a player. He has multiple rooms on a floor because for his posse. He held up the plane in Philadelphia the last time they played here because he didn't like the food on the plane, so he held it up for the whole team. This guy is, and the NFL Network, Kyle Brandt just buried him. He came into the NFL honors with sunglasses, and you know, like, who are
that
you?
That franchise is going to be set back 10 years from that trade.
They have the worst future of any franchise in the NFL.
Yeah, bad ownership.
All right, what's your game? Best playoff game?
I'm a Temple grad, and I hate Villanova, but would the first time they won count?
First time they won what?
The championship with Rolly, because...
Villanova. Oh, yeah.
Villanova.
Yeah, you know what? That was a championship.
Okay.
I was there. It was in
a car with a girl in the parking lot when I was in college. And
what were you doing in the parking lot? What were you doing in the parking lot?
Well, I was a commuter to Temple, so I was at the library, and then after the apartment, I had to tell her to be quiet. I wanted to listen to the game.
I didn't know what you were doing in the parking lot.
Boy.
Enjoying the Griffin.
All right.
Have a great trip out there, and say hi to Zach.
Okay. All right. I will. Actually, I will. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, I didn't get cut off?
Yeah, no. I thought you got cut off, but I guess you got back in.
Oh, great. I appreciate you sliding me back in. I just wanted to, last night during the game, I thought you were picking up a little bit too much. Alex Rodriguez spent that whole last inning talking about the 88 mile per hour. That's the hardest hit that came to the rock.
I don't watch Alex Aroyd.
You don't watch?
I call him
not at all?
Not, because Alex Rodriguez is a fraud. Aroyd had all those great numbers, and he cheated probably almost its entire career. No.
Howard, I'm an old school guy, so I like to go back to, and I love baseball.
Yeah, but I'm tired here. I don't want to hear about exit velocity. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't want to hear about any statistics. So listen, I just wanted to talk about a couple things. Okay, analytics, they should take analytics out of the game. Pulling Wheeler, okay, just because it's a left or a right, he should. Today, baseball is like raising your kids. Okay, everybody's got to be a key sheeter, you know. Analytics, you got to sit there and look at the computer, okay, to make a decision. Pulling Wheeler, let the man go. He's had a great game. They put Alvarez in. Next thing you know, we're down 2-0. Okay, so that's my one topic. Next topic, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, his pitches were in the 90s. I'm tired of pitch count in today's world.
Yeah, pitch count.
But
sure.
But look at the Cardinals manager. What did he throw? 75 pitches. He was just going through the lineup like it was nothing.
Howard, it's sports. It's baseball. Managers are going to make bad moves.
No, but he bases on an analytics. It's just, you know, I mean, watch the game.
Harper?
Watch the game. Well, Harper's, he's obviously not in a good place
Harper's
right
not
now.
The man that he is. And I don't know. Listen, the guy that was just on, he commuted to Temple. I commuted to Textile. All right? Old school. Harper. You're playing the game of baseball. You're sitting your ass on the bench, okay, for 9 innings as a designated hitter where we're paying him all that money. He should be in the game. You can't tell me that sitting on the bench and being in the game, you're a player.
You know what? Harper is a very good player. Not right now offensively, but I will say this. The Phillies wanted Machado when those two guys were available. Machado didn't want to come here. And they could have got him for less money. And Machado's had a hell of a year, had a home run last night. Now, granted, they had a lead.
Yeah.
But Machado it would have satisfied defense and offense. But Harper's still a good player, and they felt pressure, and that's why they signed him. They felt pressure from the public that they had to get one of those guys.
One other point, because I got other points, because I love baseball. Castellanos, I don't know why he's in there. Verling and Marsh, and I know the left, right.
Here's the thing. Let me just answer that question because I don't have a lot of time here.
Yeah.
Castellanos signed a 5-year deal. I've heard from multiple people he's not really a great guy. I think he's mailing it in, and he won't tune it up until you get till he gets close to the end of that contract.
Well, give the glove to Marsh and Verling. They've proved themselves.
Yeah,
right?
But you got Castellanos. You paid $100 million.
You got
to play him.
I'll go back to the top. Analytics, you sit there, you can make decisions.
Well, he had a great year last year, and that's how he got the contract. All right, well, what's your best playoff?
Well, I got Howard, I got two of them, and it's in the Phillies vein.
Only one of them.
I know, but I'm rolling the dice, okay, because I got two great games, and I'm going to go back to...
Just give me one.
Phillies-Astros, Game 5, 1980.
That was a great, great game. That was a great game. There's no question. I was there for that. Yeah, it was. I think the only time Nolan Ryan got beat when he had a lead in the seventh inning. It was amazing. Should I give the numbers, Bill? Should I give the numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have it in your speed dial, but I'll
no.
give it. What's that, Kyle? All right. It's 94. It's WIP. It's a Saturday morning, and things are great because we are here at the Borgata. After a Phillies win, the Eagles coming up tomorrow in Arizona, heading out this afternoon. Seth, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How you doing today, bud?
Never had a bad day in my life. And
I love hearing
that.
When you're
at the Borgata, it's just a wonderful time.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm eating a little bit of crow today. I called in to Jan Janssen the other morning, and I was having a bad feeling about this weekend. With both teams, I feel like Eagles could have run into a little bit of trouble with their offensive line injuries and maybe get caught looking a little bit ahead to Dallas.
The head coach, I like Nick Sirianni as a coach. All these nitwits and morons that were ready to fire him after five games last year are complete dopes.
Yeah, I agree.
Give the guy a chance. He's done a good job. The players play hard for this guy. But one of the things he's emphasized is you can't get too full of yourself. And that comes into looking ahead. When you feel like you've accomplished something and you haven't done anything yet, because there's still, 13 games left, counting tomorrow?
Sure.
Yeah, you haven't accomplished anything. And, he really does emphasize those points. Now the player's got to listen. So he's got enough veterans on the team that kind of keep the train on the tracks and, not go off the tracks. So they can play a poor game, and there may be a game where they kind of feel so good about themselves that it kind of hurts. And that happens. That's the season, even though it's only 17 games, you just got to be careful of those kind of things. So
I agree.
Yeah.
It's interesting on Sirianni. In the past, we've had several coaches where people, fans will call in and say how upset they are that these coaches think they think they know everything. These guys, they're handling too much. They're putting too much on their plate. Here's a guy who early on decides, I'm going to stick to doing what I know best, managing the team, managing these players, and I'm going to hand over the play calling. And immediately people were calling in saying, well, what kind of guy did we hire if he's willing to give up the play calling so quickly? It's like we've had that in the past where it was the opposite.
Can I explain that to you? And I
Please.
Knew why he did it.
And I
because,
love it.
You know what? I people think it's a walk in the park working the sidelines. Oh, we love to be down there. That's a lot of work because you really have to pay attention. You should pay attention to everything. When you're in the press box, there's nonsense going on up there. I'm into the game, and I got to pay attention to everything. And one of the things is looking at people on the bench. And I look at the coach. I look at the quarterback. You look and see what happens. Obviously, you got to be aware and stay on top of the injuries and things that go on. But there's so many things he's got to do. And I noticed that with a lot of head coaches, and Andy Reid gave it up. You can't do everything if you're worried about play calling. And he explained that to me. You can't do it. And I knew that. That's why he gave it up, because there's so many other things he's got to do on the bench. Sometimes you got to talk to the other coaches. Sometimes you got to talk to the defense. It's too much for a head coach to really call the plays. Now, he's on the headphones, so if he doesn't like a play, I'm sure he can change it. Now, I was totally fine with that. People got a little too excited with him giving up the play calling. In a bad way.
I agree. I thought it was a good move. I thought it was a heads up move. And you know, he's looking out for the best interest of the team, and that's clear. It's not about ego with him.
But you get people to call up and criticize, and you get some nitwits on the station here that criticize. Yeah, I mean, and Shane Steichen has really filled that role well. Does anybody have complaints about the things? You know, the second half is not the offensive coordinator, it's and the play caller. You know, the players got to execute some of the plays, and they're not scoring enough in the second half, which that's got to get better. But he's done a good job calling plays. I mean, he calls a play that they didn't even practice that week in, what was it, last week's game against Washington when they scored, what was it, a fourth down right at the end of the half, I think it was. Yeah, he called it, but he had confidence, and, you know, that plays in the playbook. Just didn't happen to practice it that week. It's fine. It worked out well. People get a little too excited about things that they shouldn't get that excited about. Get excited because if they fail and there's a problem with some of the things, then you can criticize. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes people just looking for something to criticize, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. Absolutely right. Hey, what's your best playoff?
Oh, man. All right. So I'm going to go back to and I know they're in a rough way right now, but hopefully they're on the upswing.
Oh, don't tell me.
2010, Flyers are down 3-0. They're down 3-0 in Game 7. They come back in Boston.
So Game 7.
Game 7, yeah. When they came back to win that, because they were down 3-0 and down 3-0 in the series.
Do the Flyers still play in the NHL?
You know what? I think we still have a team, but I'm not positive. I know we have a mascot, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, but you know, then it's okay. And everything's okay. All right, Seth, have a great weekend. They do have a mascot. Let's go to Steve. I'm sorry. Steve, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How you doing, bud?
Great.
Another day
in paradise.
Hey, so I don't know if it's me or not, but does it seem like Quez Watkins isn't really jiving with this Eagles offense? He's got targeted 5 times this year. I know he has 1 touchdown, but it does seem like
he have a lot of receivers. Well, all right, let's go down the list. All right, where would you put Quez Watkins?
No, you're right.
With A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, you got to throw at times to the slot guy who's usually a running back. I mean, not usually. Sometimes it's a run. You got to throw to the backs. You got to keep them honest. So where does Quez Watkins? It is what it is.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Would you use him down the line maybe as trade baits for some other team that needs
him? No, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get anything for Quez Watkins.
Nah. No. Oh, well. So my game, I'm thinking, is the Flyers versus the Penguins back when Keith Primeau got the overtime goal in the fifth overtime. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, what year was that?
I think it was May 2000.
Yeah, 2000. That was the 5 overtime game, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. Boy, people are bringing. Boy, people. You're in the mix. People look back. Thanks for the call. People look back, and with the Flyers, you got to look back because right now it's pretty hard to look forward. It's too bad. I mean, I like. I really liked Ed Snyder. I liked what he tried to do. The man, may he rest in peace, is rolling over in his grave with this hockey team. It's kind of a shame. Shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. All right. You know, sometimes I want to give the number, but I'm not going to do it. Because you have our number in your speed dial. I'm Howard Eskin at the Borgata. We'll get back to your calls, get back to your... for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers at thebruno.com, catering... Gift things you can send, all kinds of good stuff. The biggest or most exciting playoff win, any team, any sport, But no Phillies World Series, no Eagles Super Bowl, no championship rounds for any of the teams. Because it's just not fair. It's too easy and it's too hard a choice. I'm Howard Eskin. We will be right back. But going back is going back to school for those kids, because we have busy schedules. So you got to take care of the kids. They got so many activities in school during the day, after school, all kinds of things. So they got to have an after school snack, right? They go through a tough day and they're still going through more after school. We are always on the go. So add a little tasty to your kids' day. And you got to make sure that.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.